Johnny Lee Clary, Reverend 666, the hooded wonder of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's ministry. The following letter form was brought about as a means of teaching my children the Word of God through the mail. And, of course, quite naturally so, that's the reason I begin these letters with dear children and end them with love, Dad. So for the rest of you who participate in these weekly messages, please keep their original intended purpose in mind. 28th of April, 2013. Dear children, in our last message, we brought to a close our provocative Lauren Larson sermonette series. Lauren Larson, Jimmy Swaggart Bible College President in the Flesh, Part 2. And as a fitting final touch, it was only a few days later that the Lord had me to post a link to that same sermonette on Lauren Larson's Facebook page as a comment to Grace Larson's family portrait posting shown on the right. However, what followed only minutes, if not seconds later, was that my year-long Facebook friendship with Lauren Larson came to an abrupt ending. It seems as though our Lauren Larson expose exposed more than Lauren Larson wanted exposed, so that the unfriend option became his chosen response. But moving right along, it's now time to deal with yet another Jimmy Swaggart subject matter that's been months in the making. In fact, the title of this week's sermonette is Johnny Lee Clary, the Hooded Wonder of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's Ministry. Now, that's the real Johnny Lee Clary. In fact, the preceding is what you might call a promotional picture of Johnny Lee Clary as one of the top men, National Grand Imperial Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. And the reason he wasn't wearing one of those infamous KKK hoods was because of the fact that he wanted people to see his face and know who he was. I mean, back in the 1980s, Johnny Lee Clary's motivation for doing what he did in the Klan was for the promotion of self, Johnny Lee Clary. And yet here it is some 30 years later, and Johnny Lee Clary is still continuing in his ways of self-promotion, however, with a slightly different twist. You see, Johnny Lee Clary traded in his Klansman robe for a clerical collar, and now he's promoting himself in an entirely different light, which is not the light, but another light, as recorded in the following word from God. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, KJV. Johnny Lee Clary is just another one of those false apostles and deceitful workers who's transformed himself into apostle of Christ. And as this week's sermonette title suggests, Johnny Lee Clary, the hooded wonder of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's ministry, is Johnny Lee Clary's affiliation with Jimmy Lee Swaggart and his ministry that's going to be the focus of our message for today. Because it was during the Jimmy Swaggart 2011 Thanksgiving camp meeting, Friday night service, that Jimmy Lee Swaggart and Donnie Lee Swaggart, along with Gabriel Lee Swaggart, I believe, ordained Johnny Lee Clary as a minister in the World Evangelism Fellowship. So on 11/25/11, Johnny Lee Clary became an official part of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's ministry. And then exactly 1 year later, 11/25/12, during the Sunday night service of the Jimmy Swaggart 2012 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting, Jimmy Lee Swaggart gave Johnny Lee Clary the following introduction before turning over the Family Worship Center stage to him. And this is what Jimmy Lee Swaggart had to say. Johnny Lee Clary is a work of grace. You cannot verbalize it, vocalize it, exegete it, enunciate it in any other way, and there's nothing in the world like a testimony of grace. Come out here and bless these people. Praise God. Now, you'll have to admit that Jimmy Lee gave Johnny Lee one of those good old boy welcomes with his short but to the point introduction speech. I mean, without even mixing words, Jimmy Lee painted a glorious picture in heavenly colors of Johnny Lee being the perfect example of God's work of grace. And as the show continued on, Johnny Lee gave Jimmy Lee a most unusual tight embrace, a little too romantic to be straight, before launching into his self-serving acceptance speech. And this is what Johnny Lee Clary had to say. Thank you so much, and tonight I want to honor my pastor because I want to tell you I've been in the ministry for 22 years, and I have never seemed a higher honor than to be asked to speak here at camp meeting. You know, this is the cream of the crop. I'm telling you this right now. I don't think I deserve to be up here, but I want to tell you they see something in me that, you know, and that God's doing a great work, and I appreciate that. What an awesome demonstration of humility. Johnny Lee receives the false witness of Jimmy Lee concerning God doing a great work in him. And just like any member of the Good Old Boys Network, Johnny Lee then goes on into his praise and worship of the God-man, Jimmy Lee. And this is what Johnny Lee Clary had to say. To be right here in the pulpit of Jimmy Swaggart and to be able to truly say that this is my spiritual leader and my pastor whom I submitted to, I want to tell you something. That is the greatest honor in the world that God couldn't have given me a better honor than to be in this man's church. And I don't want to make any pastors mad out there because I need to come preach for you. So don't get mad, but I am in the best church in the whole entire world, under the greatest pastor that ever lived on the face of this earth. And I mean it. So what's wrong with this picture? I mean, Johnny Lee Clary has admittedly submitted control of his spirit to Jimmy Lee Swaggart, who he calls pastor. But yet Jesus sternly warned against such ungodly behavior in his holy written word. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Matthew 23:8-10, KJV. The Jewish rabbis were also called father and master by their several disciples, whom they required to believe implicitly what they affirmed without asking any further reason. To obey implicitly what they enjoined without seeking further authority. Our Lord, therefore, by forbidding us either to give or receive the title of rabbi, master, or father, forbids us either to receive any such reverence or to pay any such to any but God. And that was from John Wesley's explanatory notes. In the pure and simple of it, Johnny Lee has put Jimmy Lee in the position of Lord, rabbi, father, master, by submitting to his spiritual control. Jimmy Lee Swaggart has taken over the position of Jesus Christ in the life of Johnny Lee Clary. And with all that in mind, we can now go back to this thing about Jimmy Lee painting a glorious picture in heavenly colors of Johnny Lee being the perfect example of God's work of grace. I mean, it's time to deal with this deception that makes Johnny Lee Clary the hooded wanderer of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's ministry. Because, you see, the following scripture lays out the stringent criteria for God's work of grace, which has most assuredly not taken place in the life of Johnny Lee Clary. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching, G 38:11, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Titus 2:11-15, KJV. Jesus Christ is the grace of God that teaches, G 38:11, teaches the believer to live soberly, righteously, and godly in his present world by denying ungodliness and worldly lust. And the manner in which the Lord Jesus Christ teaches, G 38:11, can be found in the following scriptural text. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, But despise thou not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him, for whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth. That's G 38:11, chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12:5-8, KJV. Now, isn't that interesting? The Greek word paideu, G 38:11, which was translated as teaches in Titus 2:12, is the same word from which chasteneth was translated in Hebrews 12:6. And the following was a proper definition thereof from Webster's 1828 dictionary. Chasten, number one, to correct by punishment, to punish, to inflict pain for the purpose of reclaiming an offender, as to chasten a son with a rod. I will chasten him with the rod of men, 2 Samuel 7. Number two, to afflict by other means. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, Revelation 3. Number three, to purify from errors or faults. So with all that in mind, we can now prove that Johnny Lee Clary is not the work of grace that Jimmy Lee Swaggart so erroneously said he is. And the reason we can say it is that the Lord has not purified Johnny Lee Clary, nor is the Lord purifying him from his errors and his faults. In other words, Johnny Lee Clary is unteachable by the grace of God, without chastisement, and therefore a bastard and not a son. And getting back to that Sunday night service of the Jimmy Swaggart 2012 Thanksgiving camp meeting, we find Johnny Lee making the following true confession about his unteachable self. This is what Johnny Lee Clary had to say. I am in the best church in the whole entire world, under the greatest pastors that ever lived on the face of this earth. And I mean it. And I mean, I'll tell you what, anybody says anything smart-alecky to me about the Swaggarts, we won't have a Sunday go to meeting, we'll have a Sunday go to beating time, you know? Now, isn't that interesting? Johnny Lee is so adamant about worshiping his God-man pastor Johnny Lee that he's willing to physically shut the mouth of anyone opposing him. And just in case you're not getting the full import of what Johnny Lee meant by Sunday go to beating time, here's a picture for clarity. Johnny Lee Clary in his KKK Grand Wizard uniform. An interesting true confession, to say the least, and without even skipping a beat, Johnny Lee goes on to give his hypocritical testimony of how God made him a work of grace by taking away the hate that he had for others. And this is what Johnny Lee Clary had to say. I just want to tell you what God has done in my life. And, you know, people say, what in the world, how could God ever save someone that was so full of hate? Well, you know, let me give you a scripture tonight. 1 John 4:20-21. Now, when we look at that, 1 John 4:21-21, if any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment hath we from him, that he that loveth God, him who loveth God, loveth his brother also. You cannot hate and be a Christian. So Jimmy Lee said that Johnny Lee is a work of grace, and Johnny Lee testified that God's work of grace has taken away the hate that used to be a part of him. I mean, Johnny Lee adamantly proclaimed that you cannot hate and be a Christian, and he did it immediately after having quoted God's original version of it from 1 John 4:20-21, and with the word hate in mind, the following is a proper definition thereof from Webster's 1828 dictionary. Hate. Number one, to dislike greatly, to have a great aversion to. It expresses less than abhor, detest, and abominate, unless pronounced with a peculiar emphasis. How long will fools hate knowledge? Proverbs 1. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Luke 6. The Roman tyrant was content to be hated if he was but feared. Number two, in Scripture it signifies to love less. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, and Luke 14, he that spareth the rod hateth his son, Proverbs 13. Hate is a noun, great dislike or aversion, hatred. Now, with the preceding definition of mine, I think you'll agree that threatening a brother or sister, for that matter, with violence, a Sunday go to beating, is what's categorized as hate. And seeing how Johnny Lee did not repent for his hateful words, whether real or in jesting, it only stands to reason that the Lord has not purified Johnny Lee Clary, nor is the Lord purifying him from his errors and his faults. In other words, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit is not making a change in the life of Johnny Lee Clary. So, that's example number one of the real Johnny Lee Clary without his hood. Because according to God's word, he was without chastisement and therefore illegitimate son in the kingdom of God. And moving right along, it's now time for example number two as we share a Facebook conversation the Reverend Johnny Lee Clary recently had with one of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's former praise and worship leaders, Rita King Chadwick. This is what Johnny Lee had to say. If anyone gets a friend request from Donnie Swaggart that is not the real Donnie Swaggart, please report it to Facebook. Donnie does not send out friend requests and only has a public page. And this is what Rita had to say. I got one from Jimmy Swaggart and knew it was not him, denied it. And Johnny Lee followed up with, thank you, Rita. People need to know this. We appreciate it. And Rita King followed with, I worked for him for many years. And knew not only was it not him, but knew he had such a hectic schedule that no way would he have time to be talking with people on Facebook. Blows my mind people pretending to be someone else. And then Johnny Lee followed it with, Rita, the majority of these fake profiles are made from a man named Bruce, who hates JSM, and also some con man scam artist from Africa who creates swagger fake profiles and then tries to shake down people for money. Jerks. Now, just to set the record straight, I personally detest Facebook and spend as little time as possible on it. An hour a month is too much for me. In fact, our expose, No Social Networks in Hell, expresses to a T my heartfelt sentiments on Facebook. I mean, the only reason that I have a Facebook account in the first place is because the Lord instructed me to do so. I have one account in the name of Bruce Hallman and one account only. So why did Johnny Lee say what he said to Rita? Well, in order to clear up the matter, I sent Johnny Lee the following message through his two Facebook accounts concerning the Bruce he named as the perpetrator who fabricates fake Facebook accounts in the Swaggart's name. I said, Mr. Clary, were you speaking of me? That was my question, and pure and simple, but yet Mr. Work of Grace, Johnny Lee Clary, did not have enough Holy Spirit conviction to either respond to me or correct his error in having said what he said. What despicable, ungodly behavior. And just to think, he calls himself a son of the Most High. And moving right along, it's time for example number three. Johnny Lee Clary posted to Tammy Tams. Tammy, you need to block Stephanie Rage. That is a man pretending to be a girl. He is a pedophile. Now, the preceding Facebook posting was made by Johnny Lee Clary on the 22nd of January and is proof positive that he is not a Christian. I mean, after all, Johnny Lee emphatically stated that you cannot hate and be a Christian, and the lying words he posted on Facebook about Stephanie Rage were, without a doubt, filled to overflowing with that which a Christian cannot do. You see, as the Lord would have it, one of my first Facebook friend requests came from a female by the name of Stephanie Rage. I had only a short time before become friends with Lauren Larson, and it was through this association that Stephanie found me. Now, being perfectly honest about it, I did not want to accept Stephanie Rage as my Facebook friend. It was very easy to see by her posting that she was totally infatuated with Jimmy Swaggart and his ministry, and I wanted no part of it. However, it was the Lord's will that I befriend her and try to help her see the truth about the error in Jimmy Swaggart and his teachings. In fact, unbeknown to me at the time, Stephanie was one of the reasons that the Lord had me to become friends with Lauren Larson, who, for personal gain, has likewise become totally infatuated with Jimmy Swaggart and his ministry. You see, the Lord showed me his love for this very confused female by the name of Stephanie Rage. But yet Johnny Lee Clary tried his best to finish her off with his unbelievable hateful words, and this is what God's word has to say about him. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Proverbs 10:12 KJV. A man whose heart is full of hatred and malice against his neighbor will stir up, or awake, as the word signifies, contentions and quarrels which were happily laid asleep. These he renews by tale-bearing and whisperings and evil surmises, by raising lies, spreading false reports and calumnies, and by virulent reproaches and slanders. John Gill's exposition of the entire Bible. Johnny Lee Clary is a false apostle and deceitful worker who's transformed himself into apostle of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. In fact, seeing how Satan is the prince of darkness, it shouldn't be too hard to understand the reason that Johnny Lee and his helpmate are dressed in black and surrounded by darkness in the picture on the right. I mean, after all, what a perfect portrait to convey the spirit of warlocks and witches. But yet you'll find it posted on Johnny Lee's Preach the Cross website. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. What a master of deception does Johnny Lee be? In fact, here's another dark picture posted by the Reverend on his Preach the Cross website. So what's wrong with that picture? Well, for starters, the man on the right of the picture is pointing to Johnny Lee Clary in the middle, as the man on the left, who's wearing a black shirt with flames on the front, gives the hand sign denoting allegiance to Satan. And putting this all together, it's not too difficult to come to an understanding that these two friends of Johnny Lee are saying that he, Johnny Lee, worships Satan. Now, the very obvious question is, why in the round world is the Reverend posting his demonically inspired picture on his Preach the Cross website? And the very obvious answer is that it promotes him as Johnny Angel the Wrestler. Because you see, the man on the left is wrestler Ricky Morton of Rock and Roll Express, and the man on the right is wrestler Buddy Landell, a.k.a. Nature Boy. And in order to gain a proper understanding of this wrestling spirit that's in Johnny Lee Clary, we have the following excerpt from his Preach the Cross website. Johnny Lee Clary is the only Johnny Angel. Others have tried to copy him by trying to steal his name, but they are nothing more than cheap imitations. Flattery is the best form of imitation, but none of these creeps that try to steal my name could beat me even today, and they know it. They can't get original and think of a gimmick on their own, so they try and steal mine. They are hoping that the crowds will come to the matches thinking they will see me, and instead they get a cheap imitation. I am still young enough to stage a comeback, and if any of these guys ever want to try me, they will find out who the real Johnny Angel is real fast, says the real Johnny Angel. Johnny Lee Clary became a professional wrestler in 1983, and that same ungodly spirit still controls him today. Johnny Lee, the work of grace, Far from it. What better way to illustrate my point than the above picture? Because without a doubt, when you take the proud and boastful Johnny Lee Clary and attach the wings of the fallen angel Lucifer, you get the demonically inspired work of hate called Johnny Angel. Professional wrestling is nothing but the devil, as it infuses hate into all those who partake of it. And of course, the ones who suffer the most are the youth who not only watch it, but likewise try to imitate it. In fact, the following excerpt from the video Hollywood Unmasked 1 makes the point very well. Not only is Vince McMahon, who is the chairman and owner of World Wrestling Entertainment, making monkeys out of the people, but he also clearly understands these facts, but yet continues to peddle his harmful shows to his viewers. By desensitizing our youth to violence, he is initiating them into these same addictive violent acts that hooked ancient Rome and contributed to their downfall. Proverbs 22:24-25 warns, do not associate with a man given to anger, or with a hot-tempered man, lest ye learn of his ways and find a snare for yourself. Our children now more than ever are displaying fits of rage and violent behavior and finding themselves in an incredible snare. The Reverend Johnny Lee Clary promotes professional wrestling on his Preach the Cross website. Therefore, the Reverend Johnny Lee Clary promotes violence on his Preach the Cross website. And, of course, this makes the Reverend Johnny Lee Clary a very angry man who is influencing the youth to do the same. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Proverbs 22:24-25 KJV. So you're starting to get a clear picture of the real Johnny Lee Clary. Well, we're only just getting started and removing the reverential hood that makes Johnny Lee Clary appear to be the work of grace that he's not. In fact, with Satan, the Prince of Darkness, in mind, let's check out the web posting entitled Desiree Clary and Julie Clary, the royal bloodline of Johnny Lee Clary. Because, you see, after reading through all of Johnny Lee's hype about the Queen of Sweden being his ancestor, he then goes on to glorify a Wiccan witch, Stevie Nicks, for doing a song entitled Desiree. Thank you, Stevie, for doing this song for my family matriarch, Johnny Lee Clary. Can you believe Johnny Lee's unabashed support of witchcraft? I mean, after all, the Desiree song actually tells the real-life story of Stevie Nicks and the powers of darkness she exercises over her victims. In fact, here are the first few lines in this witchy woman's witchy song. Eyes are black and skin so white, she moves so easily in through the night. You feel her power, she takes yours away. With your heart and soul, you'll give her anything she says. Stevie Nicks and her songs of witchcraft. So continuing on along, let us now partake in a sample from Johnny Lee's Priests Across website of his personal testimony of his monumental accomplishments in promoting racial unity around the world. In the early 90s, Johnny developed Operation Colorblind Incorporated, using the same tactics as DARE. From that point on, Johnny Lee has used his life, his experiences, and his near destructions to help others leave the same evil path that he had walked for so long. Every year, thousands of school children around the world benefit from Johnny Lee Clary's highly acclaimed motivational talks that gives kids the skills they need to avoid involvement in racism, drugs, gangs, and violence. In 1995, Johnny was appointed by Roy Enos to serve in the Congress of Racial Equality. And as a lifelong member of CORE, C-O-R-E, since then he has spoken at innumerable universities, high schools, and churches, and has been a featured speaker for the U.S. Armed Forces, the NAACP, Youth Alive, and Teen Challenge. He lectures for the FBI and other law enforcement agencies, educating officers on the mindset of white supremacy and how to best fight against domestic terrorism. Reverend Johnny Lee Clary stresses the need for adults from all walks of life to set the proper example of promoting racial unity for the children by not only promoting racial integration in public places such as schools and the workplace, but also in churches, civic organizations as well, as in their homes when gathering with friends for social functions. If you want to play beautiful music, you have to learn to mix the black and white keys together on the piano. Now, isn't it truly amazing what the Reverend is doing to promote world peace between the races, especially with the children? Reverend Johnny Lee Clary stresses the need for adults from all walks of life to set the proper example of promoting racial unity for the children. But hold on just a cotton picking minute. Do you remember the t-shirt the Reverend was wearing in his Johnny Angel promotional picture that's posted on his Preach the Cross website? You know, the Johnny Angel Worship Satan t-shirt shown on the right. I mean, when you talk about promoting racial strife for the children, that t-shirt speaks volumes. Well, please allow me to explain. Abraham Lincoln was elected president of the United States of America in 1860. His God-given calling was to free the enslaved colored people who were making the rich southern farmers that much richer through their very cheap source of slave labor. So after Abraham Lincoln took office, the rich southern farmers took action against the potential threat to their very cheap source of slave labor. South Carolina was the first to secede from the Union and was quickly followed by six more of the deep southern states: Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. Well, what happened next was that the old warrior, United States General Winfield Scott, asked Colonel Robert E. Lee to take command of the United States Army in order to put down the rebellion that was taking place in the southern states. However, Colonel Robert E. Lee rejected the offer. Instead of fighting to free the slaves, Colonel Robert E. Lee turned to the newly elected President of the Confederate States of America, Jefferson Davis, and offered to command the Confederate Army that would fight to keep the colored people bound up in slavery. And that is how Colonel Robert E. Lee became the General of the Confederate Army. So we've talked about Johnny Lee and his intimate association with three other Lees, Jimmy Lee, Donnie Lee, and Gabriel Lee. And now it's time to deal with his infatuation with General Lee. Because, you see, the spirit attached to General Robert E. Lee and the Confederate flag he fought so hard for during the war between the states, the Civil War, is a spirit of white supremacy and racial hatred. And it's the same spirit that controls the Ku Klux Klan from which Johnny Lee has supposedly forsaken. I mean, what's so very wrong with this picture? Now, just in case Johnny Angel and his t-shirt wasn't enough to convince you that Johnny Lee is still a full-blooded racist, here's another one of his white supremacy t-shirts for additional proof. What a bust for the Reverend, because reverential it is not. You see, on the left-hand side of the preceding composite picture, you'll find Johnny Lee in yet another one of his racist t-shirts. This back shot of Johnny Lee was taken from his YouTube video entitled Fishing with Reverend Johnny. The footage was taken on 4/30/11 in Broome, Australia, during one of his worldwide racial reconciliation evangelical tours. What a hypocrite. And to make matters worse, it was only a short time later that Johnny Lee was ordained as a minister in Jimmy Lee's World Evangelism Fellowship. But anyway, on the left-hand side of the Fishing with Reverend Johnny composite picture is Johnny Lee in his American by birth, Southern by the grace of God t-shirt. And just for clarity's sake, we've also included a belt buckle on the right from the same clothing product line to confirm the true racist spirit that's in it. But yet Reverend Johnny Lee Clary stresses the need for adults from all walks of life to set the proper example of promoting racial unity for the children. So what's wrong with this picture? In fact, while we're on the subject of American by faith, Southern by grace of God, it was only after decades of using the Confederate flag to promote its records that Lynyrd Skynyrd made an anti-racist radical change for the good. You see, on September the 9th, 2012, during a promotional interview on CNN for their newest album, the members of Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd talked about having discontinued their use of the Confederate imagery, which had been a part of their stage show for many years. They no longer wanted to be associated with the racist groups such as KKK and skinheads, who adopted the Confederate flag as a part of their hate culture. So did you get that? A Southern rock group, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that made no public confession of following Jesus Christ, had enough sense to not only recognize the ungodly spirit attached to the Confederate flag, but also to disassociate themselves from it. But yet the Reverend Johnny Lee Clary stresses the need for adults from all walks of life to set the proper example of promoting racial unity for the children, while he himself wears t-shirts that promote racial hatred. Well, there's obviously a whole lot wrong with Johnny Lee, the fisherman, and we're not even through with him just yet. Because it was towards the end of his Fishing with Reverend Johnny video that we find him saying the following about the big fish that he caught. That's not a bass, that's a big old mackerel. Jeff Finholt, eat your heart out, man. Now, isn't that interesting? Out of all the people that Johnny Lee Clary could have tried to make jealous with his fish catch, he names the one and only Jeff Finholt. So it only falls to reason that the two must be close friends, even fishing buddies, and seeing how birds of a feather flock together, we can now expose the real Johnny Lee Clary through his affiliation and association with Jeff Finholt. You see, on 9/11/11, we published an urgent sermonette entitled Jeff Finholt Running with the Devil. The timing of the message was critical in that a brother, Alan Richardson, had backslidden in his walk with Christ and was being lured back into the forbidden darkness of Christian contemporary music through the Jeff Finholt Celtic Glory album pictured on the right. And now please allow me to explain. A few years back, Brother Alan wanted to make a copy of his original 1998 Celtic Glory CD, and in order to do him the favor, I downloaded all the tracks from the album to our FMHCCI ministry computer. However, a very strange thing happened somewhere along the way. Track number 6, Lamb of God, had a problem. You see, there was a scratch in the CD that caused the download to have a serious skip in track number 6. And it was only after repeated attempts that I was finally able to get a good copy. God was trying to tell me something, but evidently I just wasn't listening. The true spirit of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, is not, was not, never has been, a part of Jeff Fenholt's Celtic Glory album. And it was only in the writing of Jeff Fenholt, Running with the Devil, that I was led to discover the visible truth of the Spirit that's in the hymns contained on that Celtic Glory album. Because as the following screenshot shows, 8 of the 9 audio files stored in the Celtic Glory folder created on Saturday, February the 17th, 2007, show the computer-generated album name to be Celtic Glory 06-06-06. The playlist on that Celtic Glory with Jeff Fenthove album is as follows. Number 1, Amazing Grace. Number 2, Be Thou My Vision. Number 3, Come Thou Font of Every Blessing. Number 4, I Exalt Thee. Number 5, The Son of Man Will Greet Me There. Number 6, Lamb of God. Number 7, The Old Rugged Cross. Number 8, Be Still My Soul. And number 9, Sometimes Hallelujah. So what's wrong with this picture? I mean, 666 is the biblical number of the beast. Without a doubt, this was God's truth about the spirit behind Jeff Fenholt and his Celtic Glory album. The power of witchcraft is in each and every one of the 9 Old Irish and Old English hymns that Jeff Fenholt sang on his 1998 Celtic Glory album. But we're only just getting started, because in order to give our sermonette the credibility needed to waken Brother Allen from his CCM demonic deception, Father God instructed me to give one prominent occult expert a call, Dr. Kathy Burns, and ask what she saw in Jeff Fenholt's Celtic Glory album cover. And it was only a few days later that I received Sister Burns' most gracious response that included a copy of a book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, and 17 pages of research information on Jeff Fenholt and his occult triangle hand sign. In fact, the following information was found in Chapter 4 of a book on occult symbols, emphasis added. A triangle with one point down represents the deity and is called the deity's triangle, or the water triangle. With one point up, it is called the earthly triangle, pyramid triangle, or the fire triangle, and this emblem symbolizes the perfect or divine man. Manly P. Hall, a 33-degree Mason, boasts, man is God in the making. George S. Steinmetz, another Masonic writer, brags, be still and know that I am God. That I am God, the final recognition of all in all, the unity of the self with the cosmos, the cognition of divinity of the self. Joseph Fort Newton, a well-known Mason, claims that the third degree of Masonry testifies to the profoundest insights of the human soul, that God becomes man, that man may become God. This theme of godhood or the divinity of man can be found in book after book written by Masons, New Agers, witches, and Satanists. Masonic author J.D. Buck states, it is far more important that men should strive to become Christ than they should believe that Jesus was Christ. And Alex Sanders, pictured on the right, famous throughout Great Britain as a witchcraft leader, employs the ascendant triangle sign in his witchcraft ritual. The woman with him is also a witch. Photo was taken from the book Witchcraft, Magic, and the Supernatural. So did you get the picture? You know, the Celtic Glory album cover with Jeff Fenholt making the triangle hand sign, the perfect or divine man is a God in the making, divinity of the self, men should strive to become Christ type of hand sign. But that's not all. I mean, there's so much more to the album cover picture than just Jeff Fenholt making his I Am God triangle hand sign. Because of the Celts in mind, here's what the very green Celtic Glory background scene is really all about. The Celts were polytheist. They worshipped gods and deities, major and minor. These gods were worshipped in many ways. The main performer of the ritual was called a druid, a shaman with great powers of sorcery. The druid priests and priestesses acted as mediums through which the spirits could be summoned and heard. Druid means he who knows or finds the oak tree, and the oak tree is significant for the druidic ceremony. Rituals throughout the history of the Celtic druids were enacted in sacred groves of oak trees and circles of standing stones. Mistletoe and oak leaves were collected with a golden sickle and boiled in a huge cauldron to prepare a magic potion. During the ceremonies, human sacrifices were often performed. Now, what you have just read is a flash from the past, starting in the 7th century B.C., concerning the Celts and the Druids. That was then, but this is now, and a serious attempt is being made by the New Agers, those who say, I am God, to merge Christianity and the Celtic religions. And Jeff Finholt is one of them. So back in 1998, Jeff Finholt proclaimed that I am God through the occult signs and symbols on his Celtic Glory album cover. That was then, this is now, and the following is what you will find on the homepage of Jeff Finholt's ministry website. In fact, to help you better see the I am God spiritual picture in Jeff Finholt's occult website, I've circled the three symbolic pictures in the screenshot below that form the corners of his very demonic occult triangle. You see, on the bottom left of the triangle, you will find a tombstone representing death. And at the top of the triangle, you will find a dead Jesus. But then on the bottom right of the triangle, you will find a very much alive Jeff Finholt. So just what does it all mean? Well, I think the symbolic meaning is obvious. Jesus is dead, but the Jesus Christ superstar is still alive. Jeff Finholt means what he signed on his 1998 Celtic Glory album cover. The perfect or divine man, man is a God in the making, divinity of the self. Men should strive to become Christ. Well, that's what you'll find on the front page of Jeff Finholt's ministry website. And on the inside, you'll find just more of the same. In fact, a real good overview of what Jeff Finholt's ministry is all about can be found on his electronic press website shown below. You see, Jeff Finholt's ministry is all about Jeff Finholt, his awards, his accomplishments, and his promotion of self in place of Christ. Jeff Finholt has the spirit of Antichrist, the same spirit that was in his musical productions of Hair and Jesus Christ Superstar that he so proudly displays as one of his accolades. The spirit of Antichrist, the same spirit that was in his association with the satanic Black Sabbath music that he so proudly displays as one of his accolades. But if all that's not bad enough already, we have Jeff Finholt's most recent participation in the Blade Walker 2007 slasher film, The Fun Part, in which Jeff Finholt not only wrote the story, but he also played the leading role as the clown. In fact, the following short synopsis of The Fun Park will help you come to a better understanding of the dark spirit that indwells Jeff Finholt. Late one night in 1980, evidence exists that Bobo the Insult Clown was bludgeoned to death while locking up for the night at the family fun park. For the next 26 years, the tale of Bobo's ghost swells into an urban legend, as his remains were never found. Now it's 2006, and six teens on a mission to refute the fun part myth make a deadly discovery. The man known as Bobo actually lives in the bowels of the abandoned park. The kids are abducted and killed, one by one, after being subjected to bizarre and grisly ritual. Jeff Finholt, the Christian, wrote the satanic storyline and then played Bobo, the slasher, in the Fun Park movie. So what's wrong with that picture? I mean, after all, it is the same picture of Jeff Finholt in his Celtic Glory album in which he glories in the Celts and their human sacrifices offered by the Druid priest. Without a doubt, Jeff Finholt is running with the devil, and his friend Johnny Lee Clary is running with him too. After all, birds of a feather do flock together. And moving right along, we have yet another video with Johnny Lee in the land down under, but this one is about the children instead of the fish. Every year, thousands of school children around the world benefit from Johnny Lee Clary's highly acclaimed motivational talks that gives kids the skills they need to avoid involvement in racism, drugs, gangs, and violence. You see, the preceding excerpt was taken from the Reverend Johnny Lee Clary's Preach the Cross website. It's all about what he's doing for the Lord to help build bridges of racial reconciliation around the globe. And it was on the same subject of teaching the school children that his Sunrise Australia television interview was carried out. Now, one of the most important questions that the television show host asked Johnny Lee during his interview concerning how he was able to make the change from a Ku Klux Klansman to a racial reconciliation evangelist, and the following was his answer. I changed because I met the Lord Jesus Christ, my personal Savior, but also I had to renew my mind. You know, I had to get all that stinking thinking out because I was taught to hate, but I also had to be taught to love and respect people. So, was that an impressive answer or what? I mean, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who claims to have gone from burning the cross, KKK, to preaching the cross as a result of his conversion, you would think that the Reverend Johnny Lee would have launched into a short dissertation on Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not confound to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 through 2, KJV. I mean, let's get real. When it comes down to this thing about renewing the mind and getting rid of the stinking thinking, there's only one way to do it. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Because it's only after having given one's life to Jesus that a person has the power to renew their mind through the crucifixion of self as they walk in obedience to the will of the Father. So that's the way it's done. But yet the following is what Reverend Johnny Lee had to say about how he teaches the school children this mind-renewing process when questioned by the television show host. I'm saying reject the message of hate and learn acceptance and love one another. Be there for each other and don't let anybody be bullied. Now, isn't that nice? Jesus and the cross got totally left out of the Reverend's mind-renewing teaching for the school children. But it really shouldn't be any surprise. I mean, after all, Johnny Lee is ordained with Jimmy Swaggart's World Evangelism Fellowship that preaches, teaches another gospel that denies the cross that Jesus commanded his followers to carry. See, Jimmy Swaggart rejects the cross of Christ from on the subject. What a bust. The Reverend Johnny Lee isn't really teaching the school children about the only true method of learning love and rejecting hate. Instead of teaching the school children to believe in Jesus, Johnny Lee is actually teaching them the New Age doctrine of believing in the power of self, as in, I am God. Without a doubt, the Reverend Johnny Lee Claire is not what he claims to be. The Reverend Johnny Lee Claire is not a Christian by any stretch of the imagination. And it's the gold necklace hanging around his neck that's going to help us come to an understanding of just who, what he actually is. In fact, by going back to Dr. Kathy Burns' book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, we find the following helpful information on the hexagram that's hanging around Johnny Lee's neck. The hexagram is formed by uniting the water triangle with the fire triangle, which is called six-pointed star, Star of David, Solomon Seal, etc. When the two triangles, the water triangle and the fire triangle, are joined together into one symbol, it forms a six-pointed star known as a devil triangle, hexagram, crest of Solomon, star of the microcosm, and the shield of David, among other names. It is even called the talisman of Saturn. Mary Ann Slipper remarks, "This six-pointed star is used in Masonic work and is also found in other well-known secret orders." The Second Mile, an Eastern Star book, reveals that the six-pointed star is a very ancient symbol and one of the most powerful. It sure is a powerful symbol to witches, sorcerers, and magicians. The hexagram is used in magic, witchcraft, occultism, and casting off zodiacal horoscopes internationally and by all races. It was considered to possess mysterious powers, says a concise Cyclopedia of Freemasonry. It is used as a standby for magicians and alchemists. The sorcerers believe it represents the footprint of a special kind of demon called Trud, and used it in ceremonies both to call up demons and to keep them away. Former Satanist Bill Schnabelan reminds us, to the sorcerer, the hexagram is a powerful tool to invoke Satan. A hexagram must be present to call a demon forth. In fact, the word hex comes from this emblem. Interestingly, this hexagram certainly has three sixes. It contains a six within a six within a six. 666. Count the sides of each triangle facing a clockwise direction. The sides facing a clockwise direction in the third six, the sides of the inner hexagram. Those are the spirits that are attached to a hexagram. And some pretty creepy stuff, to say the least. And just to think, Reverend Johnny Lee is wearing one of those witchy things around his neck for the whole wide world to see. But of course, that's not all. Check out the front cover of Born in Blood, The Lost Secrets of Freemasonry, and you'll find yet another Masonic occult symbol illustrated alongside the hexagram. It's a square and compass, a sacred symbol of the Freemason Secret Society. In fact, during the Jimmy Swaggart 2012 Thanksgiving camp meeting, Johnny Lee was wearing something on his lapel that looked very similar to one of those square and compass pins. So could it be, is it possible that Johnny Lee is one of those high-ranking Freemasons? I mean, after all, he certainly seems to have vested rights in the good old boys network. Take, for instance, that good old boy, Reverend Daugherty. The following is an excerpt from Johnny Lee's article, My Memories of Billy Joe Daugherty. Pastor Billy Joe Daugherty, April the 23rd, 1952 through November the 22nd, 2009. Today is a very sad day for me as I write this on November the 22nd, 2009. I just received news an hour ago that after a month-long battle with cancer, Pastor Billy Joe Daugherty, one of the world's best-known pastors, passed away early this morning and moved up to his eternal home in heaven. He was 57 years old. He was my pastor for many years before I moved away from Tulsa in 2007. He was not only my pastor, but my mentor and my personal friend. He pastored one of the largest churches in the nation, Victory Christian Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Billy Joe Daugherty believed in me when others did not. I was the former Imperial Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and I quit the Klan and came to his church in 1990. I dedicated my life to God and learned under his ministry. Now, without a doubt, Billy Joe Daugherty had a powerful influence on the life of Johnny Lee Clary. He was the one who, in the beginning, mentored Johnny Lee in the ways of God. But the question remains, which God did Billy Joe Daugherty serve? You see, Billy Joe Daugherty graduated from Oral Roberts University, ORU, with a bachelor's degree in Christian education. With sheepskin in hand, Billy Joe went on to establish Victory Christian Center, Victory Christian School, Victory Bible Institute, and Victory World Mission Training Center. His Victory Christian Center has grown into a 17,000-member congregation, and a total of 980 Victory Bible Institutes have been established in 85 countries around the world. Billy Joe Daugherty became a big-time preacher before his death, and it all came about through his worldwide teachings on health, wealth, and prosperity. In fact, Billy Joe was better known as a word faith preacher, and one of the reasons he was so good at what he did was because he was personally mentored by two of the best word faith teachers around, Kenneth Hagin Sr. and Oral Roberts. Now, just in case you didn't know it, Kenneth Hagin Sr. is considered to be the father of the word faith movement, and the following is a sample of what Father Hagin taught his word faith followers. Man was created on terms of equality with God, and he could stand in God's presence without any consciousness of inferiority. God has made us as much like himself as possible. He made us the same class of being that he is himself. Man lived in the realm of God. He lived on terms equal with God. The believer is called Christ. That's who we are. We are Christ. That's from Kenneth Hagin Sr.'s Zoe the God kind of life. So you're starting to get a better picture of what Billy Joe not only believed in, but also what he taught Johnny Lee during those years that he personally mentored him. I mean, seeing how Billy Joe was mentored by a man, Father Hagin, who believed that man is Christ, it doesn't take too much intelligence to figure out that he was taught to believe the same. And if that in itself isn't blasphemous enough for you, here's another core belief that was taught by Father Kenneth Hagin Sr. to his word faith followers. Do you think that the punishment of your sin was to die on a cross? If that were the case, the two thieves could have paid your price. No, the punishment was to go into hell itself and to serve time in hell separated from God. Satan and all the demons of hell thought that they held him bound, and they threw a net over Jesus and they dragged him down to the very pit of hell itself to serve our sentence. He, Jesus, tasted spiritual death for every man. And his spirit and inner man went to hell in my place. Can't you see that? Physical death wouldn't remove your sins. He tasted death for every man. He's talking about spiritual death. Kenneth Hagin from the book How Jesus Obtained His Name. Now, what you've just read is what's commonly called Jesus died spiritually. And it's a vital part of the word faith claims that Jesus Christ took on the nature of Satan. Another quote from Kenneth Hagin. Spiritual death means something more than separation from God. Spiritual death also means having Satan's nature. Jesus tasted death, spiritual death, for every man. Kenneth Hagin Sr., the name of Jesus. So with Jesus took on the nature of Satan, and we are Christ in mind, it should be easy enough to see that the word faith teachings of Father Hagin were nothing but the devil. And seeing how Father Hagin mentored Billy Joe Daugherty, we now have a better understanding of what ungodly stuff Billy Joe Daugherty taught Johnny Lee Clary in the early years of his Christian walk. See Dead Liberalist Frogs and the Word Faith Movement for more on the subject. What a bust. And we're not even through just yet. I mean, we've still got to deal with Billy Joe and his number two mentor, Oral Roberts, who might really ought to be called his number one mentor. Because you see, Billy Joe Daugherty's Victory Christian Center, Tulsa, Oklahoma, is located directly across the street from the main entrance of the Oral Roberts University, ORU. I mean, what we're talking about here is a major real estate in the Good Old Boys Network. Not just anybody could have been allowed to buy that piece of property. In fact, just to help you understand the reality of Billy Joe Daugherty's Good Old Boy ties with Oral Roberts and his university, it was in October of 2007 that Billy Joe was named interim president of Oral Roberts University after ORU president Richard Roberts stepped down in the wake of allegations that he misused university funds. Without a doubt, Billy Joe Daugherty was one of them, and one of those that I'm referring to was good old boy Oral Roberts, the 33-degree Freemason. In fact, as we discussed in our sermon at Donnie Swite, the Freemason, the ORU campus is crawling with Masonic and occult symbols, and the front entrance is no exception. You see, on the left side of the above picture, we find the Oral Roberts University seal, and by going back to Dr. Kathy Burns' book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, we can better understand what the 33-degree Freemason Oral Roberts was saying through the triangle symbolism in his ORU seal. Manly P. Hall, a 33-degree Mason, boasts man is a god in the making. George S. Stinnett, another Masonic writer, brags, "Be still and know that I am God, that I am God." The final recognition of the all in all, the unity of the self of the cosmos, the cognition of the divinity of the self. Joseph Fortin Newton, a well-known Mason, claims that the third degree of Masonry testifies to the profoundness inside of the human soul, that God becomes man, that man may become God. This theme of Godhood or the divinity of man can be found in book after book written by Masons, New Agers, witches, and Satanists. Masonic author J.D. Buck states that it is far more important that men should strive to become Christ than that they should believe that Jesus was Christ. Now, with all that in mind, it should be abundantly obvious that the Oral Roberts Word Faith Freemasonry University is all about teaching its students to be God, Christ, in spirit, mind, and body. And, of course, we know that the ultimate goal of the Antichrist is to take control of the human spirit, mind, and body through the mark of the beast, which is number of man, 666. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666, Revelation 13:18 KJV. And the smoke of the torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, nor who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, Revelation 14:11 KJV. So that's what the ORU seal is all about. And then on the right side of that same picture, we find the ORU praying hands, a statue that also incorporates the Masonic occult triangle symbolism in this design. In fact, the praying hands on Jeff Finholt's demonic Celtic Glory album could have been modeled after ORU's demonic statue. And with all that in mind, here are a few more of the details on Oral Roberts and his so-called Christian university, from the Illuminati formula to create an undetectable total mind control slave. Oral Roberts, 33-degree Freemason, helped into ministry by his Masonic brother Billy Graham. Oral Roberts has been seen by witnesses participating in SRA and mind control. Oral Roberts University and the charismatic movement is another important religious front. The charismatic movement has been infiltrated by multiples since day one. The history of the infiltration is extensive. According to slaves who have been deprogrammed, they were in satanic rituals with Oral Roberts. Christian ministers who have participated in his ministry are saying that they have seen massive swindle in his healing ministry. His university is being used as a programming center. Under the Prayer Tower is one of the programming sites. Billy Graham, a Hanner himself, helped launch Oral Roberts University and is a friend of Oral Roberts. From the Illuminati's point of view, Tulsa is a guardian city of Apollo. The city of faith is to be the center of healing from a demon related to Apollo. While portraying themselves as Christian, infiltrators within the charismatic movement are carrying out satanic rituals to get demonic healing powers. Tulsa is one of, if the main center for the campaign to infiltrate Christianity by way of the charismatic Pentecostal movement with program multiples. Now, does that blow your mind or what? I mean, who would ever believe that Oral Roberts was practicing satanic ritual abuse, SRA, on his Christian University campus in a room located directly below his university prayer tower? And to help you understand what these program multiples are really all about, here's another excerpt from the Illuminati formula to create an undetectable total mind control slave. The basis for the success of the monarch mind control programming is that different personalities or personality parts called alters can be created who do not know each other, but who can take the body at different times. The amnesia walls that are built by traumas form a protective shield of secrecy that protects the abuser from being found out and prevents the front personalities who hold the body much of the time to know how their system of alters is being used. The shield of secrecy allows cult members to live and work around other people and remain totally undetected. The front alters can be wonderful Christians, and the deeper alters can be the worst type of satanic monsters imaginable. A Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde effect. A great deal is at stake in maintaining the secrecy of the intelligence agency or the occult group which is controlling the slave. The ultimate goal of the Antichrist is to take control of the human spirit, mind, and body. And of course, that's exactly what the Masonic New World Order, Oral Roberts, was attempting to do through the satanic ritual abuse tortures that he performed on his unwilling subjects beneath ORU Prayer Tower. In fact, the following testimony from Multi Judy, one of Oral Roberts' druidic child sacrifices, will help us experience the reality of her horror story. At being handed over to the third handler, I was taken to Oral Roberts University to be raped by none other than Oral Roberts himself in a horrible satanic ritual. I am at liberty to expose Oral Roberts because he is a tear through and through. My training and programming proceeded on at ORU. The university was a monarch programming and mind control center. I assume it probably still is used for that today, but I do not know for sure. All I can say is it is a sham, a lie, and it is not an institution from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At the time I was transferred to the ORU programming center, my mom joined a local charismatic Pentecostal church in the Tulsa area. I have no doubt my mom is a multiple herself and did not know that they were using her when she joined this church. This church was full of pedophiles, Satanists connected to and with ORU. A lot of the members were also professors at ORU. Now, you're starting to get a clearer picture of Billy Joe Daugherty through his number one mentor, Oral Roberts. You know, Billy Joe, the pastor who was a handler, who was responsible for programming multiples for the Masonic New World Order around the world. I mean, after all, that is the reason Victory Christian Ministry has grown to such an enormous size. So with all that in mind, we can now answer the question concerning Johnny Lee Clary's mentor, which God did Billy Joe Daugherty serve? You see, the God of Freemasonry is Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan. And the following excerpt from Confederate General Albert Pike, the KKK's chief of judiciary, will help us understand the Luciferian that revealed this Masonic secret to the whole wide world. In regard to Confederate General Slaver, British spy, convicted Confederate war criminal, sovereign grand commander of the Supreme Council 33 degree, Ku Klux Klan ritual designer, Ku Klux Klan chief judicial officer, and Arkansas Ku Klux Klan grand dragon, Pike wasn't just a Freemason, he was the head of the Supreme Council, which was de facto control of the entire worldwide Masonic movement. Therefore, the Ku Klux Klan was an official, albeit very secret, and planned Masonic organization, with political overtones that foreknowingly was set up to engage in murder, arson, blackmail, and other extra-constitutional tactics to achieve the Scottish Rite's political objectives. The KKK and Freemasonry relationship, therefore, is as seamless as could be. From its inception, through the open recruiting of Masons and newspapers to the KKK, to the use of Masonic temples and halls for KKK meetings, to the ritual rites and occult themes, to the high-degree Masonic membership of the leadership of the old and new clans, even the present cover-up can be seen to be part of organized Freemasonry's continual involvement with reactionary politics. They have never stopped. They have never given up. Many have speculated on what happened to the millions of KKK members that were on the rolls up to the KKK's final downfall at the hands of the IRS in the 40s. We now know they simply carried on inside the Masonic lodges as if nothing had changed at all. And what really had changed? In most religions of the country, the local KKK Claiborne's membership was indistinguishable from the local Blue Masonic Lodge membership. Now, with all that in mind, let's get back to Johnny Lee and his infatuation with the Confederate General Robert E. Lee and the Confederate flag. Because as we have just read, there's yet another Confederate general who's going to help us remove the hood that's been concealing Johnny Lee's true identity. You see, Albert Pike was a Confederate general empowered by Lucifer to masterfully orchestrate both the Ku Klux Klan and Freemasonry. Supposedly two different factions, but yet both driven by the same Confederate spirit of white supremacy and racial hatred. Johnny Lee Clary, Minister of Racial Reconciliation, proudly denounces his association with the Ku Klux Klan while continuing on his work in Freemasonry. And this is the spirit of Johnny Lee Clary. Johnny Lee Clary is not a work of grace by any stretch of the imagination. Johnny Lee Clary is a Freemason mind-controlling New World Order work of the devil. And that's why he directed his hate towards me in this most recent Facebook posting. This is what Johnny Lee had to say. I have been getting many Facebook messages about certain people attacking me or JSM ministry, so I want to make it clear again that many of these profiles are fake, such as Bobby Williams, Stephanie Rage, Karen Logan, and Kevin Peck, which are all the same guy, Bruce Hallman, who openly supports convicted child molester Tony Lama on the web. Hallman is a twisted, sick individual that sends me emails under new names every time I block him. He is obsessed with hate for JSM. I urge each and every one of you to unfriend him or any profiles where there are no photos or model photos with no information, and especially those that criticize any of the JSM ministers. In my own opinion, if you support JSM, you have no business having this creep as your Facebook friend. I have been going through my Facebook friends list and deleting many that I suspect are him. I suggest you do all the same. Thanks, John. Note, as it concerns Thomas Richards, the yellow-bellied, spineless, reprobate coward, and his reasons for using SpiritualSmart.com to try and blackmail me through his pedophilic lies, please see Thomas Richards is not spiritually smart for the rest of the story. So once again, Johnny Lee Clary is not a work of grace by any stretch of the imagination. Johnny Lee Clary is a Lucifer-worshipping, druidic, child-sacrificing work of the devil, and now he's a part of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's ministry. See, Donnie Swaggart the Freemason and Francis Swaggart, Brother Daniel Nalia, and their New World Order for more on the subject. Johnny Lee Clary is an enemy of God, and the following is what God's Word has to say about it. Surely wilt thou slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Psalms 139:19-22. KJV. So that about wraps it up. Johnny Lee Clare, the hooded wonder of Jimmy Lee Swaggart's ministry. I just pray that it's not too late for Johnny Lee to make a change and get it right with Jesus. In closing, it should be apparent by now that these false apostles and deceitful workers are pretty good at transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And of course, your only protection from their brilliant, blinding performance is to keep on keeping the faith in Jesus. Love, Dan. Bruce Allman. P.S. Johnny Lee Clary can best be described with one word: affectation. See the YouTube video for the rest of the story. PPS on 5/21/13, a little more than 3 weeks after having exposed the Reverend Johnny Lee Clary as a work of the devil, I received a promotion on the right from Donnie Swigert advertising their special offer for the same 11/25/12 Sunday night service of the Jimmy Swigert 2012 Thanksgiving camp meeting that we used in this sermonette to put the bus on the Reverend, JLC. And the following is what God has to say about it. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 6:15, KJV. The Jimmy Swigert Ministries is full of the devil. They have passed the point of being convicted of their abominations. They no longer blush at the shamefulness of their sins. Promoting the man of sin as a man of God, the following is a catalog listing of Johnny Lee Clary's hate-filled testimony. All for the love of Jesus.